Thank you, Lord, for giving us this other opportunity this morning.
感谢主在,
before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
在我们开始之前,
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this morning.
主耶稣，我们真的是为着今天早上来感谢你。
We thank you for your grace.
我们感谢你的恩典,
that you have called us in your name.
你用你的名呼召了我们,
and today we lift up this meeting into your hand.
今天我们实在是把这个聚会交在你的手里。
We pray that you will be the center of our worship today.
愿你今天成为我们敬拜的中心。
Lord, may your glory and your presence fill your house.
主耶稣, 愿你的荣耀, 也愿你的同在, 充满你的家。
May your Holy Spirit anoint the entire meeting.
愿你的圣灵高抹整个聚会。
And we exalt your name up high today.
我们实在是要高举你的名。
May you gain all the glory.
愿你得到所有的荣耀。
We pray all this in our precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名。Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
over the past month, I have been pondering upon this topic before the Lord.
过去一个月,我都在思想这个主题。
Upon the matter of restoring the Sabbath rest among God's people.
就是在神的子民当中恢复安息日的安息。
You see, people in this world nowadays are looking for rest.
人们在这个世界上如今正在寻找安息。
Especially during the time of this pandemic.
特别是在疫情期间。
Everyone is planning and looking forward to their next vacation.
每个人都在预备, 也都在期待着下一个假期。
Perhaps you are already enjoying this vacation in this holiday weekend.
或许你在这，你已经开始享受这一个节日的假期。
Indeed, those may be some of the best things the world could offer.
或许这是这个世界能够给予的最好的休息的方式。
But if the children of God are only stuck with this mindset of rest,
但是如果神的子民也只是这么想的话,
that would be a very sad thing.
那就会变得非常的可悲。
So today we'll be reading on a small section on Book of Nehemiah.
今天我们要读尼希米记当中的一小段。
And we want to see what are some of the steps that God used Nehemiah to restore the Sabbath rest among his people.
我们要在这一小段的经文当中来看, 神是用了哪一些步骤，步骤使尼希米恢复了安息日的安息。
So let us read some scriptures.
让我们先读一些经文。
The scripture that we're going to read is in Nehemiah chapter 13.
尼希米记十三章,
Nehemiah chapter 13.
尼希米记十三章,
and we are going to focus on verse 19 to 22.
尼希米记十三章十九到二十二节。
Verse 19.
十九节。
It came about just as it grew dark at the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I commanded that the doors should be shut and that they should not open them until after the Sabbath. Then I stationed some of my servants at the gates so that no load would enter on the Sabbath day.
尼希米记十三章十九节，在安息日的前一日，耶路撒冷城门有黑影的时候，我就吩咐人将门关锁。不过安息日不准开放，我又派我几个仆人管理城门，免得有人在安息日担什么担子进城。
Once or twice, the traders and merchants of every kind of merchandise spent the night outside Jerusalem.
于是商人和贩卖各样货物的一两次住宿在耶路撒冷城外。
Then I warned them and said to them, Why do you spend the night in front of the wall? If you do so again, I will use force against you. From that time on, they did not come on the Sabbath.
我就警戒他们说, 你们为何在城外住宿呢? 若再这样, 我必下手拿办你们。 从此以后, 他们在安息日不再来了。
And in verse 22,
第二十二节,
And I commanded the Levites that they should purify themselves and come as gatekeepers to sanctify the Sabbath day. For this also remember me, O my God, and have compassion on me according to the greatness of your loving kindness.
22节，我吩咐利未人洁净自己，来守城门，使安息日为圣。我的神啊，求你因这事纪念我，照你的大慈爱怜恤我。
So what is Sabbath rest?
所以什么是安息日的安息呢？
In the original text, it means complete rest.
在原文当中，它的意思是完全的安息。
And from the Bible, there we can find several key aspects of this.
在圣经当中，我们可以看到几处关键的经文。
That shows that it has a very special place in God's heart.
这几处经文就让我们看见安息日的安息在神的心中是有特殊地位的。
It is an everlasting covenant.
因为它是一个永恒的约。
And it is holy.
它也是圣洁的。
And in the new covenant,
在新约当中
we know that this Sabbath is no longer just limited to a certain day of the week.
我们知道安息日不是再仅局限于一周当中的某一日。
Its focus is now on the complete rest in Christ.
它的聚焦点在于在基督当中完全的安息。
If you read Hebrews chapter 4,
如果我们读希伯来书第四章
we will see that God has reserved another Sabbath rest for the people of God.
希伯来书第四章那里让我们看见必另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
And that is far beyond all the rest that the world can offer.
那一个安息是远远超过这个世界所能给予我们的。
And a couple weeks ago,
几个礼拜之前
our brother also reminded us,
我们的弟兄也提醒我们
the secret of entering into that rest is to recognize that matters no longer is in our own hand.
我们的弟兄提醒我们进入那一个安息的秘诀在于我们意识到也承认这些事情并不在我们的手中而是在神的手中
Right, in the hands of God
在神的手中
So, in the Nehemiah's time
在尼希米的年代
Why did the Sabbath rest need to be restored?
为什么安息日的安息需要被恢复呢
We know that there were several major restorations recorded in the book of Nehemiah
我们知道在尼希米记当中记录了好几次重大的恢复。
And we know that he led the remnant people to rebuild and repair the walls and the gates in Jerusalem.
我们知道尼希米他带领了渔民回到了耶路撒冷并且在那里重建重修了城墙和城门。
Turning this desolate place into a habitable city.
把这个荒凉之地变为可居住的城邑。
And the Israelites started to move back into Jerusalem and restart their lives.
以色列人渐渐地迁徙回这一个城，并且在其中开始生活。
But after some time has passed,
但是过了一段时间，
their conditions deviated from the commands of God.
他们的光景就偏离了神的命令。
And as we can see, the temple was compromised.
我们看到在那里殿被毁坏。
The Jews started to marry the other women from Ammon and Moab.
犹太人开始和亚门人并且摩亚的女子通婚。
And the Sabbath day was profaned.
所以安息日被亵渎了。
So when Nehemiah heard about this,
当尼希米听闻了这些事情之后
he came back to Jerusalem.
他又再次回到了耶路撒冷。
To reestablish the order within the city.
为要在城中重建次序。
On one level,
一方面
We are saved by the grace of God into the completed work of Christ.
我们是蒙神的恩典拯救进入基督已经完成的工作中。
But because of this old nature within us,
但是因为我们的里面还有老旧生命的性质。
It is easy for us to deviate from the will of God.
对于我们来说就会非常容易地偏离神的旨意。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
The Holy Spirit is constantly working in us
圣灵一直持续不断地做工在我们身上
to reestablish this proper order within our hearts
为要在我们的心中重建这一个正常合宜的次序
So now let's point out three major things that Nehemiah did in restoring the Sabbath rest in Jerusalem
接下来我们要看尼希米在耶路撒冷城做了哪三件事情来恢复安息日的安息
Number one
第一件事
Close the doors
关门
Number two,
第二件事,
guard the gates.
守城门。
And number three,
第三件事,
have the purified Levites to come and serve as gatekeepers.
使自洁的利未人做守门人。
That resulted in sanctified Sabbath.
结果就是使安息日为圣。
So what is the key for restoring Sabbath here?
那么在这里我们看见恢复安息日的安息的要诀是什么呢？
From the scripture that we just read,
从我们刚刚读的经文当中，
the key word is to sanctify.
要诀就是成圣。
To sanctify is the key to restore Sabbath rest.
成圣就是恢复安息日的安息的关键。
And this sanctify is also the key word for us today.
成圣对于今天的我们来说也是一个关键。
What does that word mean?
成圣是什么意思呢？
It means to be separated from the world.
成圣的意思是说从世界当中分别出来。
And to set apart from the world.
从世界当中将我们自己分隔出来。
In the days of Nehemiah,
在尼希米的时代
The restoration of Sabbath was focused on the entire city of Jerusalem.
在尼希米的时代安息日的安息这一个恢复是聚焦在耶路撒冷整个城当中
Not just on individuals.
并不仅仅是坐在个人的身上而已
Indeed.
是的
God desires for each of us to enjoy his rest.
神希望我们所有人都能够与他同享安息。
But he also much more desires for his entire house to be full of his rest.
但他更希望的是他的全家整体能够完全的进入他的安息。
You know, one thing that really made Nehemiah upset, here in the story.
在这里面有一件事情使尼希米的心十分的不安。
He found that people were importing food and merchandise through the gates even on the Sabbath day.
他发现即便是在安息日人们也是往来不断的从城门进口食物和货物。
You may think that what is the big deal here?
你可能会觉得这有什么大不了的。
Don't they still need to eat on Sabbath day?
难道人们在安息日就不用吃东西了吗？
Nehemiah wasn't being unreasonable here.
在这里我们要看见尼希米并不是一个不通情理的人。
But he was a man with spiritual senses.
但他却是有一个在灵里面有敏锐触觉的人。
And he understood how important it is for the Sabbath rest, in God's heart.
因为他知道在神的心中安息日的安息有多么的重要。
And how much God desired his people to enjoy this rest with him.
而神又是多么的希望他的子民能够与他同享这一个安息。
But not only that Nehemiah was a man with spiritual senses.
尼希米不仅仅是一个有属灵触觉的人。
He was also a man that cannot tolerate mixtures or compromise in the house of God.
他也是一个在神的家中不能够忍受混淆和妥协的人。
That's why he took actions.
这就是为什么他马上采取了行动。
He commanded people to shut the doors and guard the gates for Sabbath.
他吩咐他的仆人为了安息日要来关城门并且守住城门。
Why is that so important?
这为什么那么重要呢？
Because we can see that there were some merchants spending the night out there at the gate.
因为我们可以看见那些商贩们，他们还是花了一整夜的时间住宿在城门外。
And they were trying to sneak in all kinds of merchandise at night on Sabbath day.
因为他们想要在安息日的晚上偷偷摸摸的把这些货物运进来。
In here, you notice that they didn't try to sneak in during the daytime.
在这里我们看见他们并没有想要在白天的时候钻到空子把货物偷运进来。
But rather it was at night.
因为他们想要在晚上做。
Here you can see an implication of the things of darkness waiting outside of the gates.
在这里就向我们表明了一件事情，就是黑暗的事物它是等在门外的。
Just like today, there are many men's teaching and worldly philosophy that are waiting to sneak into the church.
就如同今天人们的教导还有就是世上的这一些哲学都是等在教会的门外伺机而入。
And what is the consequence of that?
那么后果是什么呢?
There will be a lack of separation from the world.
那就是教会与世界没有了分别。
And we'll lose sight of the heavenly position of the church.
同时我们也会失去教会属天地位的眼光。
We become Christian busybodies in this world.
我们就会成为在这个世界上徒有忙碌躯壳的基督徒。
Just running around and doing good works.
只是东奔西跑的做一些善功。
Not that those are bad things.
这些绝对不是不好的事情。
But there is a big question remains.
但只是因为有一个问题还在那里尚未解决。
Where is the living testimony of our resurrected Lord Jesus Christ?
就是我主耶稣基督复活的见证在哪里？
But thank God for those faithful servants of Nehemiah.
但是在这里我们要为尼希米那些忠心的仆人来感谢神。
They stayed up all night.
因为他们在那里守了一整夜。
Guarding the gates.
守住了城门。
And eventually caught those merchants outside.
他们最后还抓住了这一些想要伺机进入的商贩。
How much we need faithful saints to be alert and watchful for at the gates of the church today.
而今天的我们是多么需要忠心的圣徒警醒地守住教会的门。
There is a price to pay.
这当然是要付代价的。
To guard the gates not just in the daytime.
不仅仅只是在白天守住城门。
But also in the most difficult nighttime.
在夜晚最艰难的时刻依旧要守住这扇门。
But that is so important for maintaining the purity in our fellowship.
但是守门是那么的重要，因为要维持圣徒之间交通的清洁。
Speaking of the gates,
说到门，
you know, in Ezekiel 46 verse 1,
我们在以西结书46章1节那里可以看到，
there is the Ezekiel's vision of the temple.
就是在以西结的意象当中，关于殿的意象当中。
There's one area that the gates are to be opened on Sabbath day.
有一个区域的门是在安息日打开的。
It is the gates to the inner court facing east.
就是内院朝东的门。
These gates are closed in the six working days.
这一扇门在其余六个工作日都是关闭的。
This is so precious.
这非常的宝贵。
It represents that when we enter into the Sabbath rest in Christ,
这代表了当我们在基督当中进入了安息日的安息时。
Closing the doors to the outside world,
向世界关闭了这扇门。
The reality of the presence of God and the abundance of Christ are all opened up to us.
那么神同在的事实和基督的丰富就会完全的向我们敞开。
That is so important.
这非常的重要。
Now the third step is to send Levites to be purified and to come and to guard the gates.
而第三步就是派遣已经自洁了的利未人来守住城门。
This speaks of the shared responsibility of all brothers and sisters today.
这就告诉我们今天我们所有的弟兄姊妹都是共同承担了这个责任。
If we see how important it is for God to restore his rest among his people,
但如果我们看见在神的百姓当中恢复安息日的安息在神心中是多么重要的话，
What do we need to do?
那我们会做什么呢？
Like the Levites,
我们就会像利未人一样，
We must be purified.
我们一定要先自洁。
And after that,
之后，
there were only two simple actions.
只有两个简单的动作。
To come and serve as gatekeepers.
来到城门，侍奉成为守门人。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
That he is not asking us to do a lot of religious complicated ceremonial things to restore Sabbath rest.
感谢主，他并没有让我们做一些很繁杂冗长的宗教仪式性的事物来恢复安息日的安息。
Instead, just a few simple actions.
相反，只是一些非常简单的举动而已。
It means when brothers and sisters are fulfilling our assigned function in the house of God.
这就告诉我们，如果我们在神的家中，每一个弟兄姊妹都尽到了所赐的功用。
Doesn't matter how big or how small you think it is.
不在乎你所想象的功用的大小。
If we do it with all our hearts, with the love of God, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit,
只要我们是照着圣灵的指引，在神的爱中全心的做这些事情，
then the rest of the house of God can be restored.
那么神家中的安息就能够被恢复。
The burden of purity in Christ is quite heavy in my heart recently.
基督里的清洁，关于这个负担，最近在我的心中非常的沉重。
The more I think about it,
我越多的思想这一个负担，
the more impurities I realize I have in my life.
我就越多的发现有非常多不洁的事物在我的生命中。
Recently, the Lord put me into some challenging situations at work.
最近神在我的工作当中放下了一些挑战的环境。
And there's one coworker that seems to be a little bit picky on my work.
我有一个同事，他似乎对我的工作十分的挑刺。
And sometimes I felt quite offended.
有些时候我觉得被冒犯了。
And one time during a meeting,
有一次在会议当中，
I was so fed up that I lost my temper.
我觉得我已经怒火中烧，完全不能够控制自己的脾气了。
And because of that,
因此，
I felt terrible for many days.
好几天我都觉得自己糟糕透顶。
And so I prayed and repented before the Lord.
我在神面前祷告悔改。
And after a few weeks,
过了几周之后，
The Lord gave me a second chance.
主给了我第二次机会。
The same person came back and asked for a follow-up meeting.
同一个人又过来问我能不能有一个后续的会议。
You know, I was so nervous.
我当时非常的紧张。
I'm not nervous about him making comments about my work again.
我倒不是怕他又对我的工作指指点点。
But I was afraid of myself.
我害怕的是我自己。
That I would once again failing to completely surrender to the Lord.
我害怕的是我会再一次的失败，没有将自己完完全全的交在神的手中。
Then how can I serve the Lord?
如果是这样的话，我怎么侍奉神呢？
So I really prayed.
所以当时的我非常用力的祷告。
I never felt such a strong conviction to ask the Lord to save me from my pitiful self.
我从来没有过这么强烈的信念，要在主面前祷告，求主真的是救我脱离自己可怜的光景。
And you know the Lord is graceful.
你知道神是非常有恩典的。
And he gave me a second chance to learn.
他给了我第二次的机会来学习这个功课。
He is my Lord.
他是我的主。
He leads me in good times and in bad times.
他是我的主，所以无论是顺境逆境，他都会带领我经过。
And thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Sometimes he uses bad times to show me how much I need his salvation.
感谢主，有些时候他利用这一些艰难的环境，让我知道我是多么的需要他的救恩。
And so I really prayed hard before that meeting.
所以在那一次后续会议之前，我实在是祷告良久，祷告得很用力。
And the Lord reminded me of this verse in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16.
主就用以弗所书六章十六节这一句经文来提醒我。
And I'll just read it for you.
我要读一遍。
Taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
以弗所书六章十六节，又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
That verse became so real to me that day.
在那一天，这句经文对于我来说是那么的真实。
And because of that,
因此，
I had the,
因为这句经文，对不起，
I had the strength.To proceed into that meeting.
我就有了力量可以进入那一个会议。
And of course, that same person was the same person.
当然人还是那个人，没有改变。
And when he started to make similar comments,
当他又开始做类似的评价时，
I thank the Lord.
我感谢主。
That day I felt completely shielded in Christ.
那一天我感到自己在基督里面被盾牌完全的保护住了。
And I was fully rested and assured from his word.
我完全的在他的话语当中有安息，并且对他的话语有十足的确据。
And at the end,
最后
the Lord gave me some wisdom to respond with grace.
最后神也给了我智慧，让我知道如何用恩典来回复他的评论。
You know, that day, right after that meeting,
在那一个会议之后
I was so joyful.
我十分的喜乐。
And I ran straight to my other room and pray and to give thanks to my Lord.
我马上冲到我另一个房间，跪下来祷告，将所有的感谢都归给神。
Indeed,
是的。
We are all in the process of being purified.
我们所有人都在被洁净的过程当中。
Sometimes it may not look very pretty.
有些时候这看上去并不漂亮。
But hang on to him.
但是把所有的事情都交给神。
Because he is faithful.
因为他是信实的。
He is going to do his work to a point when we meet the Lord.
我们会被洁净到一个地步，等到我们遇见主的时候。
He sees us as a pure virgin people.
他看我们就如同看一个贞洁的童女。
No hint of any worldly blemish.
不会看见任何属世的玷污。
Or hints of sin or death.
也不会闻见任何罪或者死亡的气息。
So to summarize,
最后
the Lord is looking for his living testimony in his church today.
主在他的教会当中正在寻找正在寻找忠心的仆人。
Living testimony.
Sorry, 正在寻找活泼的见证。
Yes, and the more we are being purified,
我们越多的被洁净，
the more we can enter into that other Sabbath rest in Christ.
我们就能够越多的在基督里面进入那安息。
And the Lord is looking for faithful gatekeepers in His church to preserve the purity of our fellowship.
神正在他的教会当中寻找忠心的守门人来维持住圣徒之间交通的清洁。
Nehemiah was a man with spiritual senses.
尼希米是一个有属灵触觉的人。
And he could not tolerate mixtures or compromise in the house of God.
他绝对不能够忍受在神的家中有任何的混淆或者妥协。
But the question is,
但是问题是,
do we have the same burden for the house of God today?
我们对神的家有同样的感觉吗?有同样的负担吗?
This concludes my sharing.
这就是我的分享。
我们感谢主，主是信实的主。
We thank God that He is a living God.
他总是用各样子的环境，接着弟兄姐妹对我们做说话。
That He uses many situations to speak to our brothers and sisters.
他也借着各样的环境来接近我们。
And He uses these to also purify us.
那我接着弟兄的感觉，然后有接下来有一些交通。
Following on our brother's burden, I also have some fellowship.
我记得在上次我在教孩子的课里面。
Last time I was teaching the kids.
在里面有一堂课里面说到了先知两本小先知书。
There was one lesson that spoke upon two minor prophets.
就是哈巴谷跟西班牙。
Those two were Habakkuk and Zephaniah.
Yeah.那我记得我上次交通的时候有稍微交通了一下哈巴谷里面我的感觉。
I remember last time I shared with brothers and sisters, I spoke upon the burden from Habakkuk.
但是在我预备那个孩子教材的时候西班牙里面有一个点也很摸着我的心。
But as I was preparing for that lesson, I remember there was one burden that really convicted my heart from Zephaniah.
虽然已经过了两个多月。
And even though it's been over 2 months,
但是那个负担和那个感觉也一直还在里面。
That burden has really stayed with me.
所以我想说在今天这个机会与弟兄姐妹有一点点交通。
So today I thought I'd have the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
作为我们彼此的勉励跟提醒。
And may this be a reminder and an encouragement to one another.
我想在那个教材里面讲了一句话。
In that lesson, there was one phrase
就讲到在审判的时候
that was during the day of judgment,
神要把他所宝贵的藏起来
that God would hide those that he treasures.
那这句话也很摸着我
this, phrase really touched me.
在神的里面有一个很宝贵的东西
that there's something really precious in God.
他看为非常珍贵
That he sees as treasure.
当他在做最那个审判的时候
That while he is judging.
他竟然要把这个东西藏在他里面
That he would want to hide this in him.
我们知道在西班牙的时代是差不多跟哈巴谷耶利米的时代差不多在同一个时代里面
We know that Zephaniah, Habakkuk, and Jeremiah were probably all within the same era.
在那个时代犹大国是一个在一个非常黑暗的时代里面。
We know that during that time, the nation of Judah was in a very dark time.
那时候他的神的百姓都是做的一些非常不讨神喜悦的事。
That the people of God did a lot of things that were not pleasing to God.
虽然神借着他的先知他的仆人对他们做呼召挽回的工作。
That even though God used prophets and servants of him to do the calling for repentance.
但是那时候百姓的心非常的刚硬。
But at that time, the people of God had hardened hearts.
大多数的百姓都还是照着自己的习惯也随着这个世上的风俗在行事。
And majority of the people went about their own ways and the ways of the world.
那神也借着先知们一直对他的百姓做警告的工作。
And God continued to use his prophets to do the work of warning for his people.
所以我们看到在西方亚书里面一个非常大的一个主题。
So we see a big topic in Zephaniah.
就是做审判的工作。
Which is the day of judgment.
审判不仅仅要到这个世界这个外邦。
Not only will the judgment come to the world.
审判也要临到神的百姓。
But it will also come to the people of God.
所以我们看这个内容的时候我们发现神是一个非常严厉非常公义的一个神。
We see about the subject that God is one that is righteous and just.
但是在这个里面他用西班牙这个先知来对百姓们做呼召的工作。
But he used Zephaniah to call out to his people.
我们知道西班牙的意思是什么呢?
Do we know the meaning of Zephaniah?
他的意思就是耶和华隐藏的。
It means God hides.
或者是耶和华的宝藏。
Or God's treasure.
所以我们可以看到，虽然在西方雅书里面的内容是说到审判。
So even though we see the topic of the book of Zephaniah is judgment,
但是西方啊，西方雅它里面所隐藏的，就是说到我刚才提到的这个负担。
But what is hidden in this book is the burden that I just spoke upon.
就是神要在审判的日子。
That on the day of judgment,
要将他认为是宝贵的隐藏起来。
That he would hide those he finds precious.
哦，在这边我们可以看到，虽然哦，在神的愤怒中。
We see that even though in the wrath of God,
神仍对他的百姓有怜悯的心。
He has a merciful heart for his people.
我们知道啊。在我小时候，我是在台湾长大。
I grew up in Taiwan.
啊，那小时候，因为台湾是一个海岛。
And because Taiwan is an island.
啊，在到了夏天的时候，啊，就是常常有这个台风啊，会经过。
Many typhoons would pass through during the summer.
啊，那台风在这边啊，就是跟差不多跟这个飓风，我们这边讲的飓风是一类型的气候。
Typhoons are similar to the hurricanes that we talk about here.
那所以当每次啊台风来的时候，有时候。
So sometimes when the typhoon would pass,
哦，刚开始这个风雨都很大。我们知道你在台风经过的话，下雨跟吹风都非常的大。
If you've experienced it in Taiwan, you know that at the beginning, the wind and the rain is extremely strong.
但是哦，有几次忽然间哦，就风雨都停止了。
There were a few times though that suddenly the rain and the wind would suddenly stop.
在那时候，整个哦天气就变成非常的哦平静，没有风，没有雨。
And the weather would suddenly be very peaceful and calm, no rain, no wind.
那还有几次甚至能够看到阳光哦照进来。
And sometimes you could even see the sun shine in.
然后但是过了没多久。
But not long after.
啊，这个风雨又开始。
The rain and the winds would start up again.
然后整个这个又恢复到那个狂风暴雨的环的光景里面。
And it would return to this weather that was storming.
那我们知道啊，为什么会在有那个安静啊平息的时候呢？
And we know why there was this calm and peaceful moment.
因为在这个暴风雨的啊那个中心。
Because in the middle, in the center of the storm.
哦，我们这个叫中那个 science 就科学的啊，也叫做台风眼。
We call it the eye of the storm.
哦，虽然这个暴风雨这个暴风圈非常的大。
Even though the storm is very large.
但是在那个中间有个地方是一个非常安静非常安息的地方。
But we know that in the center there is somewhere that is very quiet, very calm.
在那边哦，没有风没有雨哦，能够来侵袭。
And in that center there is no rain, there is no wind.
但是如果我们一旦离开了那里的时候，你就马上受到暴风雨的攻哦侵袭。
But the minute you leave that center, you immediately meet storm and rain.
我在想，这好像就神哦，虽然这个暴风雨会来。
This is just like for us, even though the rain and the winds will come.
但神好像把他所宝贵的、所喜爱、心爱的，要把人放在那个台，我可以说是台哦台风眼里面。
We see that God places those that he loves, those that he treasures, he hides them in the center of that storm.
在那边就不受这些暴雨、这个狂风的攻击。
And they're not affected by the rain or the wind.
好像这个好像在提醒我们。
It seems to remind us.
在神的里面实在是爱他的百姓。
That God truly loves his people.
哦，虽然犹大国在那时候的光景是这么的下沉。
That even though the condition of the nation of Judah at that time was so low,
当他知道在他的百姓中还是有一些倾心爱主的。
But he knew that there were some that still loved the Lord.
是他所宝贵的。
And that he treasured.
他要把他们隐藏起来。
And that he would hide them.
好，弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们有时候不知道神是多么的爱我们。
Sometimes we don't know how much God truly loves us.
每次想到我们今天人算什么，神圣呢，这么的眷顾我。
That if we think upon what man is, that God would look upon us.
啊，所以我每次哈，当我想到这里的时候，我心中实在是敬拜我的主。
So every time I think upon this, my heart truly worships our God.
那还有一个问题就是，神既然要把他所宝贝的隐藏起来。
So there's one more question, and well, if God wants to hide those that he treasures,
那什么是神所宝贵的呢？
Then what is what God treasures?
他要把那些宝贵的东西拎起来的话，你是什么东西在让神这么的爱那么的珍惜呢？
What does God love so much that he wants to treasure?
那我们读一下西方雅书第二章。
I want to read Zephaniah chapter 2.
在第三节里面说到。
In verse 3.
世上遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人啊，你们都当寻求耶和华，当寻求公义谦卑，或者在耶和华发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth who have practiced his ordinances. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will remain hidden on the day of the Lord's anger.
在这一节经文里面好像给我们一个提醒。
This verse, gives us a reminder.
或者是一个线索。
Or a warning.
什么是神所宝贵的呢？
What is that God treasures?
哦，这边就说到耶和华，啊，就是遵行耶和华典章的谦卑人。
People who have practiced his ordinances that are humble.
这些谦卑人他们做什么呢？
And what do these humble people do?
他们寻求耶和华。
They seek the Lord.
他们寻求公义谦卑。
They seek righteousness and seek humility.
我不晓得大家对谦卑的定义是什么。
I don't know what people's understanding of humility is.
但是我是觉得谦卑在这边完全说到我们对神心的柔软。
But I believe that here humility speaks upon our heart's softness before the Lord.
对神柔软的在神面前绝对是一个谦卑的。
Those whose hearts are soft before the Lord are humble before him.
我记得以前在东岸的时候有一个弟兄他在分享他的传福音的感觉的时候说的一件事情。
I remember when I was on the East Coast, there was a brother who was sharing upon his experiences in preaching the gospel.
他说他传福音的时候最怕碰到一种人。一种福音朋友。
He said that in his preaching of the gospel, he was most nervous to come across one kind of person.
就是一个客客气气的福音朋友。
A very polite gospel friend.
哦，跟他讲什么，他都跟你笑。
If you say anything to them, they smile at you.
那跟你讲说，你说的都对。
And say what you say is right.
看起来好像很谦卑，很客气。
Seems very humble and very polite.
也不会跟你顶嘴。
And won't argue with you.
哦，他说他对没事对这种传福音，他实在是都不知道跟他们说。
Every time he met this kind of person to preach the gospel to, he really didn't know what to say.
他说反而那些常常问他问题，说我们的这个神有问题的，这些人他反而比较容易去知道他们的问题在哪里。
It seems as though those who friends who might have questions or things against our God, he at least would know their questions and where they were at.
所以一个客客气气的人不见得是一个谦卑人。
So a polite person is not necessarily a humble person.
是的，谦卑的人外面的表现有时候应该是会客客气气。
Yes, a humble person's outward manifestation should be polite.
所以一个谦卑的人在神面前的心是柔软的。
But a humble person before the Lord has a soft heart.
好，所以在这边讲到说你柔软的你就会寻求耶和华。
So for those who have soft hearts before the Lord, will seek after the Lord.
我想在大卫在诗篇27篇里面说到一件事情。
I think upon David in Psalms 27.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求。
That he said, one thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple.
但在第五节里面说到。
And in verse 5 he says,
因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我。
For on the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle.
在他亭里，把我藏在他帐篷的隐秘处。
He will hide me in the secret place of his tent.
将我高举在磐石上。
He will lift me up on a rock.
大卫是一个认识神、寻求神的人。
David was one who knew the Lord, who sought after him.
他知道神会把他隐藏在他的里面。
He knew that God would hide him in himself.
在神的里面，就是在神的避难所。
That he would be hidden in his tabernacle.
我记得去年在这个 pandemic 开始的时候。
I remember last year when the pandemic began.
那孙弟兄在网上释放的第一堂讯息。
Brother Sun's very first online message.
在主日的时候。
On Sunday.
他就说到诗篇91篇。
He referenced Psalm 91.
他要我们备注这一节经文第一节。
He wanted us to memorize and remember this first verse.
就是住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
which is one who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will lodge in the shadow of the Almighty.
是何等的宝贵。
What a precious word.
我们知道我们的神是至高的神。
We know our God is one who is Almighty.
他要我们住在他的里面，隐藏他的在他的里面。
And yet he wants us to hide in him, to be in his shadow.
愿弟兄姐妹实在是在这段时间，那我们常常思想这句话。
May brothers and sisters truly meditate often on these words.
那我们能够学习住在他的里面。
That we would learn to live in him.
什么时候我们离开了？
Anytime that we depart,
什么时候我们就遭受仇敌很大的攻击
is when we may be met with the enemy's work.
那这再回到西班牙书这一节里面。
So if we return to Zephaniah,
这边说到你们当寻求公义谦卑。
To seek righteousness, to seek humility.
因为当你越认识神的时候。
Because the more you know the Lord,
你就越看到神是一个公义的神。
You'll see more of his righteousness.
你就看到神是一个圣洁的神。
That he is one that is holy.
刚才我们的弟兄跟我们分享到。
Just now our brother shared with us.
看到为什么尼西米他会这样子在那时候有这样子的举动。
Why Nehemiah would have such action in that time?
因为他是一个认识神的。
Because he is one who knows the Lord.
他看到神的圣洁。
He saw his righteousness.
在一点点小事上放松的时候。
And that in his holiness, and just even the smallest things, if you compromise,
就会影响到神的圣洁的。
And it will affect his holiness.
所以对一个寻求神的人，寻求耶和华的人来说，
So for one who is seeking the Lord, seeking Jehovah,
你越在神面前真知道神，你就越在神面前越谦卑。
The more that you understand and know the Lord, the more humble you will be.
但是这个第一句话，这一节的第一句话里面是一个非常重要的一个一件事情我们要做的。
But there is something very specific and important in this first verse, in the part of the verse.
就是世上遵守耶和华典章的谦卑了。
It is all the humble of the earth who practice his ordinances.
我们可以知道耶和华是一个谦卑是一个公义圣洁的神。
We might know that God is righteous and just.
我们也可以知道神很多的律例规条。
We also might know all his law, his word, his what he wants.
但是一个真正在神面前谦卑的人。
But one who is truly humble before him.
是遵守耶和华典章的。
Is one who practices his ordinances.
我记得我们在美国的时候，我们在基本上，我想现在全世界都是这样子。
I think the whole world's probably like this now.
我们常常买一些东西。
We buy some things.
可能一些家具或者一些用品。
Maybe furniture or things or things that need to be used.
我们都需要有时候都需要去组装。
We might need to assemble them ourselves.
或者是安装，或者是 depends,
or install.
就看我们买什么东西。
Depending on what you purchase.
那当你买这些东西来的时候。
So when you purchase all these things.
它总是有一些使用手册或者安装手册就是跟着这个东西一起过来。
There's usually some sort of instruction manual of how to assemble or how to install.
那我不晓得弟兄姐妹你们是怎么看待这些东西。
I don't know how brothers and sisters look at these manuals.
那我嘛就是我觉得我知道的东西使用手册安装手册来的时候。
So for me, when I know, I think I know how to do these things and there's a manual there.
我就把它丢到一边。
I throw it to the side.
那我就开始做。
And I just start assembling.
那我不是很清楚的我稍微就看了一下。
If I'm not totally clear, I'll glance at the manual.
就讲大概知道。
And, okay, I think I know.
那我就开始做。
And I just begin.
那我太太，我妻子她是跟我是完全不一样的。
But my wife is very opposite of me.
她拿到东西。
If when she receives it.
她总是把那个安装手册读的研究很详细。
She reads the manual in detail.
那有些时候那些螺丝这些零件她就摆得整整齐齐的摆出来。
She will take all the little screws and whatnot and organize them and very neatly just put them out.
那当有时候我当她在装这些东西的时候我看她开始这样子做的时候。
So sometimes when she begins to do these things and I see it.
那有时候说你不需要这么做我知道怎么做我就开始做。
I tell her, you don't need to do these things, I know how to do it and I just begin.
有时候是没有问题。
Sometimes there truly is no problem.
但是有时候做到一半我发现有些东西我不知道怎么做的。
But sometimes midway through I find out there's something I don't know how to do.
她常常就会跟我讲一句话。
And then she'll often say one phrase.
她就用英文说。
She uses English.
她说 be humble.
And she'll say be humble.
她就说要谦卑。
She says, be humble.
不要觉得你什么都知道，什么都会做。
Don't know that you, don't think that you know everything and everything.
你还是要先知道好，人家怎么跟你讲，人家做这个产品是这么做，你就照着人家这么来。
Look at the manual and if, and follow the way that they've told you how to do it.
这好像在生活上是一个小小的一个好例子。
It seems like a small example in our life.
在神的家中，我们是不是常常有这样子的好态度呢？
But in God's house, do we also often have this attitude?
有时候因着做一件事情，我们服侍久了，好像都知道了。
Maybe in our services, we feel like we've done it for a long time, so we know it all.
我们就照着我们的感觉或者我们认为的，我们就做。
So we follow our feelings or our knowledge of how to do things.
有时候我们不清楚的时候
，Sometimes we're not sure.
我们稍微看一下，就觉得大概是这样子，我们就继续做，我们就继续做。
And we take a look and we think, I think it's about this, so we just continue.
但是在这边讲到一个谦卑，在神面前谦卑的人。
But we see here that one who is humble before the Lord.
他是遵守耶和华典章的。
That he practices his ordinance.
他这边遵守是遵守，照着耶和华这么说怎么做，绝对没有自己的意思。
That he follows exactly what Jehovah says. There is nothing of his own.
哦，愿这一点能够来提醒我们每一个弟兄姐妹们。
May this point come and remind us.
这当然包括我自己。
Which of course includes myself.
我们实在是需要明白主的话。
That we really need to understand God's word.
当我们明白主的话的时候，我们需要来遵守。
That we need to hold fast to them.
主的话不是让我们来知认识了解而已。
That God's word is not just for us to know and understand.
主的话是生命。
But it is life.
啊，是在我们在生活中我们可以经历的。
That it is something we can experience in our daily lives.
我们在神面前实在是要保啊，存着一颗谦卑敬畏神的心。
That we ought to have a humble heart before the Lord.
属灵的事情需要用属灵的啊的眼光啊的心啊来摸索。
That spiritual matters must be met with spiritual eyes to understand.
当我们这么做的时候
，When we are like this，
这边说到，或者在耶和华发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
Then perhaps you will remain hidden on the day of the Lord's
anger. 哦，这是何等啊的宝贵。
This is so precious.
我想在过去啊旧约的历史上啊也让我们看到。
And we think on the history of the Old Testament.
啊，在挪亚的时代。
In Noah's time,
神怎么说地上的光景呢？
What did he say of, what did God say of the condition of the world?
他说地上罪恶很大。
But he said, it says, then the Lord saw the wickedness of mankind.
终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And every intent of the thoughts of their hearts.
但他这边就记载到挪亚，哦，在神面耶和华眼前蒙恩。
But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
因为挪亚是个义人，在当时世代是个完全人，挪亚与神同行。
Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God.
然后神就把他要毁败这个世界啊的事跟挪亚说。
So God told Noah what he was to do to the earth.
然后要挪亚就建造一个方舟。
So Noah constructed the ark.
啊，所以一直我们读到创世纪第六章二十二节的时候，这是一个非常重要的一句话。
So when we get to Genesis 6, chapter 6, verse 22, this is a very important word.
挪亚就照这样行。
So Noah did these things.
就是神要他造方舟这件事情。
Which is the ark.
凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
According to everything that God had commanded him, so he did.
这个人在神面前是一个义人，在当时是一个完全的人，是与神同行的人。
This is a man who was blameless, he was righteous, and he was in unity with God.
因为他神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
Because what God commanded him, he did.
啊，所以神在那时候，虽然那个时代我们知道所有的啊生物，所有有气息的都被毁灭了，唯有他。在方舟里面，挪亚一家啊得留存留。
So that we know that even though in that time anything that was living on earth was destroyed, those with Noah in the ark were saved.
在犹大将要亡国的时候
，And when the end of the nation of Israel was or Judah was near,
神继续做那呼召的工作。
God continued to call out to His people.
要叫那些谦卑的人哦，要遵行神的哦律例典章，要寻求公义，神。会把他们藏起来。
That he called out that those who were humble, who sought righteousness, who practiced his ordinances, that he would hide them.
到现在，现今这个时代。
That even now in this time.
我们都知道啊，这是一个末世。
We know that these are the end days.
我们看着外面的兆头，我们知道神要来的日子实在是近了。
We know that the day of the Lord's return is near when we look around us.
神借着啊前面先知说话，借着这个各样环境的兆头，再次做那呼召的工作。
That He is calling out to us through the words of the prophets and through our circumstances.
要我们能够到他面前来寻求他。
That we would come before Him and seek
Him. 在面前做一个谦卑的人。
That we would be humble people before Him.
也许或者当在那日子的时候，我们可以被隐藏起来。
And perhaps on the day of the Lord's anger, we will be hidden.
我们实在是不知道神为什么这么爱我们。
We truly don't understand why God loves us so much.
呀，在哈巴谷第三章最后，他说到。
But in Habakkuk, in the last chapter 3.
哦，他十八节说到，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
He says, yet I will triumph in the Lord, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
这个我很容易阿们。
I really easily amen with this sentence.
因为我们知道，当我们得着了主，我们里面是何等的喜乐。
Because we know that when we gain the Lord, our hearts are full of joy.
但是在西方雅书第三章第十七节里面说到。
But in Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17.
耶和华你的神是施行拯救，大有能力的主。
It says, the Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior.
他在你中间必因你欢喜，欢心喜乐，默然爱你。且因你喜乐而欢呼。
It says, He will rejoice over you with joy. He will be quiet in His love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy.
很难想象，在这个创造宇宙天地这个全能的主。
It is very difficult to imagine that this creator of the earth,
因着得着哦谦卑的人。
This almighty God to
得到他的百姓。
In order to gain His people, His humble people.
他里面会这么的啊欢乐。这么的喜乐
that he would have such joy.
哎呀，这是实在是超过我能够所想象。
This is truly beyond what I can imagine.
但是这个也可以见证，也可以验证，我知道神爱我们是爱我们到底，是多么的喜乐他的百姓到他的面前。
But we also know this is truly how God loves us to the utmost.
他不愿意人啊，他的百姓灭亡。
He does not wish to see his people perish.
三章约翰福音三章十六节里面啊，讲得非常的清楚。
It's very clear in John chapter 3 verse 16.
我们都很知道这句话。
We're all very familiar with.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
人啊，神从人堕落以后开始。
From when man sinned,
神一直做那恢复的工作。
God has been doing the work of recovery.
也一直做那呼召的工作。
Has been calling out to His people.
要叫他的百姓回到他的面前。
Calling His people to return to Him.
今天神也继续在我们的身上做这样子的工作，做这样子的呼召。
Today God is continuing to make this call in our lives.
愿在这个疫情的当中。
But even in this pandemic,
我们虽然经历很多很多，我们看来。非常不愉快，非常黑暗的时候。
We might have seen many challenging or dark times.
但是我们知道，当我们隐藏在主的里面的时候。
But we know that when we are hidden in the Lord.
我们是有那永远的盼望。
We have that eternal hope.
再说到，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
That we will be hidden in the secret place of His tent and lift up on a rock.
神是多么的高兴。能够把我们隐藏在他的里面。
That God is so joyful to hide us in Him.
因为我们知道，当那个发怒神发怒的日子来的时候，地上其上所有的一切都要过去。
We know that on the day of the Lord's anger, all on the earth will pass.
唯有属主的才能够被存留。
And only those who are in the Lord will be saved.
因为我们为着神的国度神所要带来那荣耀的。的国度，我们一起彼此的劝勉，彼此的扶持。
May we encourage and encourage one another for that kingdom of God.
在我们在神面前做一个谦卑的人。
That we would be humble people before the Lord.
能够一个遵行神典章的人。
That we would be those who practice His ordinance.
所以在神发怒的时候，或者我们可以被隐藏起来。
So that perhaps we will be hidden on the day of the Lord's anger.
愿神祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His word.
今天早晨我的交通就停在这里。
I will end my fellowship here this morning.
我们有一天简短的祷告。
Let's have a short prayer.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们知道你实在是爱我们的神。
We know that you are a God who truly loves us.
虽然你是公义，你是圣洁。
Though you are righteous and just.
但是你还把那个脱逃的路放在我们的里面。
But yet you've put this way in us.
那我们能够在你发怒的时候，我们能够被你隐藏起来。
That you've given us a way to be hidden in you on the day of your anger.
哦，主，这是何等的让我们能够得安息的工作。
Lord, this is such a something that allows us to have such rest.
那我们知道，我们有了你，我们就能够安息在你的里面。
And we know that because we have you, we have rest in you.
愿早晨你借着这些话，你再一次来激励我们。
May you once again encourage us with your own words.
那我们能够时常在地上能够寻求你。
That we would seek after you while we're here.
那你的生命在我们的当中能够被彰显出来。
That your life would be manifested.
好叫我们实在是能够成为你所爱的百姓。
That we would truly be the people that you love.
我们把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give you all glory and praise.
我们将祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.好，我们最后有一些简短的报告。
We have a couple of short announcements.
那我们周间的聚会还是都是在网上举行。
All of our meetings at the moment are still online.
礼拜二的祷告聚会，礼拜五的读经聚会，周六的东南区读经聚会。
Tuesday night prayer meeting, Friday night Bible study, and the Saturday Southeast District Bible study are online.
我们感谢主神一直提醒我们不要停止聚会。
We thank the Lord that He has reminded us not to stop gathering.
所以在每个聚会中主都要试下他的恩典跟同在。
So that He, in every meeting, has His presence and His leading.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姐妹能够参加每一次在周间的所有的聚会。
So we encourage brothers and sisters to attend all these weekday meetings.
然后主日聚会薄饼聚会还是在网上在各组都有一些薄饼的时间。
For Sunday breaking of bread, we encourage brothers and sisters to still meet online with their groups.
然后在信息聚会再一个提醒。
One more a reminder for our Sunday message meeting.
从上个主日开始我们星期聚会前面有十分钟的诗歌的时间。
But as of last week, starting last week, we have 10 minutes of singing in the beginning.
所以诗歌时间是上次的时间从10:50开始。
And that time starts at 10:50.
请弟兄姐妹实在是把握唱诗这段时间。
We ask brothers and sisters to really treasure this time of singing.
借着诗歌我们也是来敬拜主。
That we are worshiping God through these hymns.
借着诗歌神也会对我们的心来说话。
And that God will speak to us through these hymns.
让我们这个预备我们的心来领受神所要释放的信息。
And that we can prepare our hearts for the message that God has to speak to us.
那下个主日是有两位弟兄释放信息。
Next Sunday will be two brothers, Chris, sharing the message.
洪宗弟兄跟 Stephen Phillips 弟兄。
Brothers, John Hong and brother Stephen Phillips.
那个张立邦弟兄跟那个柯云弟兄翻译。
Brothers Ben Chang and Yun Ku will be interpreting.
请为弟兄们的服事祷告。
Please pray for our brothers' services.
儿童聚会礼拜五跟主日都照常在网上进行。
Our children's meetings for Friday and Sunday are all online, as usual.
家长帮着孩子们能够准时能够参加这个各样子的儿童聚会。
We encourage parents to help our young ones to be on time and to participate in these.
那还有一些代祷的事项弟兄姐妹可以参考聚会的网站里面都有一些代祷事项。
There are a couple, or there's some prayer requests. We ask brothers and sisters to visit the website to see these.
好，那今天早晨的聚会就停在这里。
We'll end today's meeting.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
Okay, bye. 再见。
Bye.